And listen, this is the B-Side Live Podcast Show. I need you to like, share, and comment. You know what I'm talking about? Push us into the algorithm early. Most importantly, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
It's Squad and DJ. DJ Fat
Joe. Zeno. They done let us in, big homie. I'm ready. I know you ready. Okay.
The cream always rises to the top, you know, and stay away from people who are infectious. Yes. They can only bring you down. One thing I learned in life, you can never bring somebody up if they don't want to go up. You can't. No matter how good you think you are, no matter how much you want to tell them you could help them, if they don't want to go up, there's nothing you can do.
100%.
But the reverse is not true. Somebody bad could bring a good person down. They can.
100%.
Because the negativity in the world is much, much stronger than the positive. And the negative people can bring you down. So I stay away from negative people. I had friends that I had to walk away from, yeah, who I loved.
I hope y'all heard that. Because we about to touch on that. I hope y'all heard that. You understand what I'm saying? Hold up. Hold up. Let me tell y'all exactly what's on my mind. Look here, man. Y'all see what it is? You're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. Season 5, episode 1. And we're about to have some fun. Right beside me, I got my player partner. None other than the beautiful, lovely Miss CC Shaw. Right over here. CC, can you hear me? I see you got your mouth moving and you're talking to the people around you for Taco Tuesday. CC, we at work. I don't know if you hear me, but as y'all can see, okay. Damn, instead of her hitting the microphone, she hit the camera. She going back to season 2 to where she don't even know what to do. Can you hear me? CC, we going backwards, not forward, huh? We going backwards, not forward.
Fear, I'm sorry.
Happy anniversary.
Happy
anniversary, season 5.
Hey, what up?
Congratulations, we love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Oh, yeah.
Like,
already.
Like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Shout out to Cookie Wright. That's right. That's right. Shout out to Cookie Wright. Cookie
okay,
Wright
I was trying
Radio.
To get to you. You know my ass is computer illiterate.
Ooh-wee. I said, God damn.
Y'all be putting my ass on blast like that, nigga.
We went back to season two to where you didn't know what to do then. I said, God damn, what she got going on over there?
It's okay. Y'all know who I am, and y'all love me for who I am. I am fasting, you guys, and I ain't had no fingernails for 2 weeks. Y'all pray for me. Please pray for me, because every day I wake up and look at my Cash App, I be like, bitch, go get your nails done. But I'm fasting because I know I can do this. I know I can do this for a month.
Okay, so you're
they
fasting.
They say stop drinking. But they say stop drinking. That's no big thing. They say don't eat bread. That's no big thing. Don't eat sweets. I don't eat that shit no way. They said don't get your nails done. Bitch, I'm stressed out. I'm the fuck stressed out.
So you can do all of that except get your nails done?
I am stressed out. So they knew what to say. So every night I pray, Lord, please, you know what we need to do. Please help me come through what I'm coming through so I can get my nails done.
Come on now, the life of a diva, huh? That's what it is, right?
You can take everything away from me. You can take my damn nails away. Next they gonna take my hair. And then what the hell I'm gonna get?
Say, did it? That ain't gonna be right, right? Come on now, listen. I got a question for you.
No, bitch, you be dead. Thank God he didn't say your hair and your nails at the same time, because I'd be a bald head, bald motherfucking fingered bitch. around this motherfucker.
Come on now. Listen. I'm glad you're feeling good because that's the most important thing to me. You know,
I know we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight, but I have the queen here tonight, who's a cancer survivor also.
Okay.
She had bone cancer in her mouth and throat, and she survived all of this. And she just out here and doing what we do.
Come on,
you know, because we're here to try to help somebody else come through what they're coming through. You know, we can tell you, I can tell you, oh, I'm okay and I'm gonna be all right and it's okay. But at night, when all of this is over and I go in my room and start crying, I'm here by myself crying. When I don't know what the hell gonna happen tomorrow, I'm here by myself, not knowing what the hell gonna happen tomorrow. This shit is so serious. And I need every woman that's listening under the sound of my voice tonight, I need you to make sure that you're tested. Make sure that you go and take care of yourself, because early detection is the key.
Absolutely.
Early detection is the key.
Absolutely.
You know, and not only women have breast cancer. You know, men can have breast cancer. Because y'all think y'all don't have titties, nigga, y'all can have breast cancer too.
Oh, nah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? One thing I want people to understand is that we might sit around and we might joke a lot about a lot of things, but anytime and every time we come live, I be wanting, you know, people to get a clear understanding that this podcast right here is about, no doubt, the music industry, the entertainment industry as a whole, but y'all know how we are, you know, about the culture. This right here is about the culture as a whole. And what's running rampant in our culture, black culture, cancer, whether it's with the females or whether it's with the males. I mean, I've been affected by it personally in my family. You feel me? And this month right here, we're approaching the anniversary of someone close to me that passed from cancer. So speaking on cancer is something that's very touching to me as well as my family. So when we speak on this, yeah, we be joking, but I want y'all to understand this be serious when we talk about it. So like I say, tonight I want to address a lot of things.
But what people don't understand, for real, Casino, I'm not cutting you off, but what people don't understand is that we go through what we go through as patients. We say that we're patients, but we're victims of, I mean, it's like being in a drive-by shooting, you know, because cancer, everybody has cancer cells. Everybody is born with cancer cells.
Right.
But
right,
it decides who the hell it's going to affect. So it's like a drive-by shooting. So, okay, it's your turn. Bitch, I got you. It's your turn. You know, sometimes we have to slow down and pump our brakes and give thanks for the reasons that we're here. You know, and not only breast cancer. I have a lady here with me tonight who has gone through six surgeries. The queen right here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
buddy. Yeah, like you said, I'm a survivor. I was diagnosed December of 2022 with osteogenic sarcoma, and it's a rare bone cancer that actually was in my jawbone. And initially, when it started to grow, the mass the tumor did, I thought it was like an abscess, so I didn't really think nothing of it. So piggybacking off of what she was saying, early detection is key. Don't wait. Don't say, well, you know what? It looks like this. So one of my friends might have had that, and you chill on it. Don't do that. Just go immediately and go and see what it could be, because you never know. You know, it don't matter if it's a bump on your finger, a bump on your toe, because you just don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, it's a drive-by. And if you just get skinned by a bullet, you don't want to be like, okay, I'm going to go doctor it up myself, because you don't know. It might get infected and you might become gangrenous and have to have your whole arm chopped off. So prevention is definitely key. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely,
definitely do whatever it takes to, you know, go and get checked out, stay routine with your appointments and things of that nature. But yeah, I'm on my sixth surgery now. They actually had, I don't know if you guys can see, but they had to cut me from ear to ear on my neck. I had a trach in my throat, drains in my neck. They took a bone out of my leg to reconstruct my jawbone. I'm only 38 years young. I'm a single mom. I have a 13-year-old child.
I also take care.
I was just going to say, and I take care of my grandmother biologically, which she raised me. She's like my mom, basically.
Yes.
And she's 83 with dementia.
Yes.
And so that's a lot. And I'm here in Georgia. I'm a Compton native.
Keep it coming.
I've been here in Georgia 13 years. So the support system, like Mama CC and everybody, the community she's built, that's what I'm relying on. You know, I was having a really down day because this, it looks pretty, you know, when you guys see us and we're encouraging you guys or we're telling you our stories in triumph tone, but at times it's not so triumphant,
right?
If that makes any
it's
sense.
Not
so today absolutely. Was really a down day, to be all the way honest with you guys, for me, but God led my mommy to help me to come here, and I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm thankful,
thank
and grateful
Lord.
To really be here with you guys.
Listen, I want to give you a round of applause, even though you might can't hear it. I want to give you a round of applause because
stop trying to make me cry.
And
listen,
it's crazy because you never know. Like initially when we met, I was healthy, I was this and that. I thought, you know, bing, the bang, the boom, and then boom. You know, and so
but we never know.
We just don't know.
We never know what tomorrow holds for any of us.
You know,
I met this man. Moving my daughter and my son-in-law out of a house. And the next time I seen this man, he was laying in a hospital bed.
What?
On his deathbed. But my thing was, this man is laying here, and ain't nobody here with him.
With Scrappy.
To me, everybody was at Scrappy room, for real. Scrappy had him.
Oh, I remember that, Carl.
Yeah.
That was him.
Oh,
Scrappy had a room.
My thing was, that could have been my son.
That part.
So I would go to his room, and sometimes, I know the first few days I was there, he didn't even know how the fuck I was there. And I would lay at the end of his bed and sleep. I would lay there and sleep because I just didn't want him to be by himself.
Absolutely.
Okay, bitch, I'm not no fucking punk and I'm not finna cry.
You are.
I'm not finna cry.
But I was there. When he woke up and he looked at me, he said, I hurt over here. I was like, you hurting where? He said, I hurt right here. So, of course, I run out the motherfucking room. I'm telling the nurses, fuck y'all. And what y'all going through? My nephew hurt. I did not know this man's fucking whole name. I didn't know. Who are you? I'm his goddamn auntie.
Yeah, boy.
That's what his name is.
That's
exactly what I said. They left the shot in there. This motherfucker name.
I don't even know. Look like his name should be.
Look, I ain't putting your name out there. But this motherfucker don't even look like his name should be there.
You know.
Yeah, if you know,
but it could have been my son. It could have. Oh, now you crying?
No,
I ain't the only punk in this bitch. But it's not like it could have been my son. It could have been my nephew. It could have been my grandson. It could have been anything that was close to me. I love this nigga like he belonged to me for real.
That's right.
That's right.
But you know what? I call, don't cry. Look, we got other motherfuckers in here crying too.
He's feeling his love.
Hey, but when I called to see y'all, he'd be like, this is the last thing he asked me before we hang up. You okay?
Dad boy.
I'd be like, I'm good.
Right now.
You don't need nothing. I don't need nothing, boo. I'm good. But guess what I do know? If I need you, nigga, you're going to always the fuck be there.
Yep.
Not because I was there, but because of who the fuck you is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because of who the fuck you is. Okay, I'm not crying no more. Okay.
Listen,
listen,
It's the cry side tonight.
Okay, I'm not having nobody else cry. What the fuck else do you want, Clifford?
Yeah.
That was
God damn. Oh, hey, listen.
No one caught that. We
about it. Hey, listen. I try not to.
I want to show something to you.
You know, it's just
context.
It be so much going on in my life, you know, that I don't get to address a lot of the stuff that people be wanting me to talk about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be wanting to know the ins and the outs, you know, about what happened with me and, you know what I'm saying, that tragic accident. And I be wanting to say so much, but I, you know, one thing about us is realness. Me being a real individual, sometimes we lose by default because we don't get to express our emotions. And, you know, me personally, I just, you know, I be listening to people when they talk about the accident. And, you know, sometimes it just takes me somewhere because, you know, like that's a part of my life that, you know, it felt like time stopped for me. You know what I'm saying? Like when I got shot 6 times, I felt like time stopped. And when that accident happened, I felt like time stopped. So I feel like
But look what you've come through in your life.
I've overcome a whole lot. You're absolutely right. You know what I mean? You and I both have overcome a whole lot.
Yeah, because I'd have been shot, stomped, beat up, and whooped, and then defeated cancer 2 times.
Come on, what we doing? See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't get it. This stuff that we've been through.
God has a purpose for me, and I know
Come on now. This stuff that we go through, it has done nothing but taught me how to be humble. You know what I mean? Like some things I want to say, I don't say because of my humility. But it's so
much shit I wanna say. Can you teach me that?
I'm trying. Listen, don't get
twisted. Because if it come up, for real, if it come up, it just fall out of my mouth. It don't go to my brain. Because most times, when people think something or feel something, it go up to their brain and they think about it a little bit. Not me. If you it know come what? Up, it just fall out my mouth.
I'd be like, what the fuck you say? I've mastered, at this age in my life.
But at this age in my life, I'll be 67 in August. And yet, boo, I know I look good. You know, I look good. Gray hair and all. But I'll be 67 in August. I'm not backing off of nothing. I'm not saying that I'm not saying nothing. I'm not going to tell you that, it's okay because I'm going to be lying.
That's right.
Because ain't none of that okay.
That's right.
And if that's how you thinking, then that's how you thinking. But I'm not fixing to tell you.
I know one thing for sure, two things for certain.
What are you doing?
Like, this shit ain't gonna do nothing but get better.
It's on Facebook Live.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Live. Come to my page. If you're not on my page,
Casino Roulette.
That's right. Casino Roulette GGC. Put the GGC behind it, and that brings you to my
personal. Oh, GGC. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Casino Roulette GGC. You know what I mean? Like, that used to be something that me and Scrap had. You know what I mean? Like, GGC, Grussel Gang Committed. You know what I mean?
So I just keep it.
You know what I'm saying? I just keep it for the fact of, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you over here on Facebook, if you change your address.
But you know what? You know what's fucked up to me? Love somebody more than they could ever love you. That is so fucked up to me.
Hello.
I mean, what you mean by that?
It's so fucked up to me because sometimes we love people so much more than they can ever love us.
Yeah,
and we put so much more. But hello, hello. But sometimes we put so much more energy into people than those people could ever put into us.
Absolutely.
You know? Absolutely. And my thing is this, for real, for real, for real, for real. You are a trauma survivor, and so the fuck am I.
Yes.
So why the hell do we have to look for affirmation when we have every affirmation that we need, because God has given us the affirmation to keep on and continuing to be here, to do what we need. So these niggas in the street, for real, for real. Somebody told me a couple of weeks ago, oh, I seen Scrappy. You know, I have always defended my son-in-law. I have always defended my son-in-law against everybody, even my daughter. I have defended my son-in-law. She said she saw Scrappy, and she said, oh, I'm a friend of Miss Cece's. I met you before. He told her, who is Miss Cece? Do you know that cut me to the core? Because I have taken up for this man with you, with my daughter, with everybody, because I've always been steadfast about him, because he was a great father. He was a lousy husband, but he was a great father, and I've always stood steadfast. And for you to say some shit like that, nigga, I made sure you had asthma medicine, because I don't need you to pass out nowhere.
Come on,
and my goddamn grandkids gonna be lacking of their daddy.
Come on,
nigga,
man.
I wouldn't give a fuck, and this is for real, for real. I wouldn't give a fuck if you needed fucking aerosol spray. I ain't got nothing for you no more, because I loved you like you was my fucking son. I loved you. I took you before whatever my daughter said. Don't put your hand up to your mouth like that, nigga. Because you know, you know. You know what the fuck I'm saying. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
Come on now. Now, I'm putting my hand right here because I told you I've mastered the emotions. You know, and I want to say so much, but it's only, you know, like this shit right here,
well,
people don't
I'm saying what the fuck is real.
Come on,
I'm
now.
I'm saying what
saying
the fuck
it.
Is real.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I loved my
shit.
Grandson. I mean, I loved my son-in-law. You know, when you was going through what you was going, I was like, Casino, my son-in-law is going through this. That I've always tried to protect him through whatever, even with my daughter. I tried to protect him. And somebody only said, all she said was, oh, you know me, I'm Miss Cece's friend. That nigga told her, who the fuck is Cece? For real?
See, people
for
be looking
real.
At they don't get this.
For
people
real.
Be looking,
but that little bit, because little bit speaks volumes.
Speaks volumes.
Little bitty shit speaks volumes.
Damn right.
And when you said that, that fucked me up bad. Amen. That fucked me up bad. Because, nigga, I ain't never did you no wrong. Right. I ain't never been on nobody's side when you and my daughter, my baby that fell out my ass, when you and my daughter, I love you, when you and my daughter was going through what y'all was going through, I ain't never took sides on nothing, because I'm not your mammy. Your mammy.
And that's one thing
Now y'all want some fire. Y'all want some smoke? No, because I don't do smoke. Y'all want some fire? I got y'all. Because your mammy ain't shit. Fuck you and fuck your mammy and fuck whatever y'all going through, and bring your goddamn auntie on, who been the goddamn whoever the fuck civil police or whoever the fuck she is, because I'll beat that bitch up too. Because I will beat that bitch like I'm from Compton, because bitch, I don't know martial arts or nothing. I don't know karate. But I know Caraza. I will beat you the fuck up, bitch. You got me fucked up. So bring it on, Scrap. Because I'm done with y'all. There for you when my whole family turned their back on Scrappy. I was like, oh, no. He's a great father. And he is a great father. I'm still not taking that from him. Right. I'm still not taking that from him.
Right.
He a great father because you know how to play with the kids and you know how to do this, but you don't know how to be a daddy because there's some days that you don't even take your son to school. So don't start fucking with me because, bitch, I'm the bitch that you need to fuck with because I will tell all your shit. I will put your fucking drawers on the line. Listen, I have always been on your side. Always been on your side. Always.
People be looking at that love and hip hop shit and think that that shit be something fake. It should be real. It be real because a lot of people be letting that shit destroy themselves.
You a clown, Scrappy. You a clown. Your motherfucking mama is the ringmaster. Your goddamn, you fucked up. You fucked up.
And
I gave you every opportunity. Every opportunity. You fucked up on my daughter. I was there when my daughter got that goddamn text. I was right there. Nigga, you know I know what's what. I was right there when you were standing there crying like a fucking pansy. I was right there. So stop acting like, oh, it's everybody else and you didn't do nothing. Yes, the fuck you did. Yes, the fuck you did. I ain't never came out and said no shit like this, but fuck you. Fuck you and suck my dick. Not the big one that I have, but the little one that I'm growing. You fuck that one, bitch. That's what you do.
You know, my honest opinion of how shit been playing out, you know, I don't choose sides. Scrappy know me. You know what I'm saying? Can you tell them to be quiet for a minute in the background? You know.
Okay, hey.
I want to say this so people can get this. You know, because I know they're going to be clipping this shit up tonight. But I want people to understand that, you know, I don't say shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person, if I'm with you, I'm with you. It's us against them all. But, you know, like I say, this is why I say real people like me lose by default. Because we hold shit in. And when people get emotional, you know, like, we don't let that shit sway us. So I want people to understand that, you know, a lot of people be asking me, man, what's up with you and Scrap? Why don't we see y'all together? What's going on? Everything will be discussed at its appropriate time. I'm only saying how I feel to the people that's around me. And I will address that man when I get an opportunity to see that man. You feel me? So saying that to say, this is the perfect opportunity for me to pop back in.
But first you have to find the man. Excuse me.
Absolutely.
First, you have to find the man.
That's right. That's the reason why I haven't approached nobody, because I got to approach the man, not the.
A whole bunch of respect for what I thought was a man. He's a great father, or either he's a great person and know how to play with the kids, but he's a great father. He is. I'll never take that away from him. Mm-hmm. I'll never take that away from him. But nigga, you made one statement against the bitch who had your back. For real? The bitch that had your back. Who the fuck is CeCe? Enough for me.
Loving a hip hop Atlanta is about to get spicy. Shit is about to turn up because a lot of shit that's supposed to be said is about to be said. You understand?
Casino.
What I'm
saying?
Shit. Huh?
Casino. Somebody said to you, somebody said to me, oh, I'm Casino friend, and I know Casino, and I say, who the fuck is Casino?
I'm going off. I'm going MC Hammer. Now you get me. Now you get me, CC. Now you see why I used to call you, be so riled up like this bitch ass nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Like, now you get it. Now you get it, and I get it. So the frustration is something serious.
I never thought in a million years. I knew his mama was an asshole. And I never said no shit like that because I never wanted my grandchildren to see me talk about their grandmother. For real. Even though I stomped that bitch in the bathroom and she curled up in the corner like a motherfucking in the fetal position. But I never wanted nobody to know that that's a part of who I am, because I'm not. I'm not. I'm the best bitch you'll ever meet in your life.
Amen. Come on now.
But if you fuck me, where the fuck does that put me?
And come bitch, on. I beat you up sober.
What about it?
But I beat you up sober because I was 2 weeks out of surgery from breast cancer. Yeah. I beat you the fuck up sober.
This shit about to get real spicy, man.
So if the fuck I was drunk and beat you up, I'd have kicked your false teeth out your mouth and whole other shit. You know, because I drew my foot back. The only thing that saved you whole was Karen King. And I put that on Jesus, all 12 of his disciples, all 13 of his apostles. The only thing that saved you was Karen King.
Come on.
And
now,
every day that you pray, you need to be thanking Karen King. You need to be saying, Lord, I love you and thank you for bringing me through another day. And Lord, please thank Karen King for being there when that bitch was stomping my ass.
Shout out KK. Shout out Miss KK. You know what I'm talking about?
And I know, you know? I know these motherfuckers is filming me and saying shit that I don't give a fuck.
You already
but I don't
know,
give a fuck because the truth, my truth is my life.
And you know what? I'm glad you're expressing your truth. Listen. I'm glad you're expressing your truth because a lot of people don't know your truth. A lot of people don't know my truth. And this is the perfect way for us to air out our truth. Tell them to hold it down for a minute because I can't hear.
Okay, hold it down for a minute.
People don't get the fact that, you know, some people come up to me all the time and inbox and they be like, damn, what's up with you and Scrappy? He be with that nigga Chaotic more than he do with Casino. Like, they trying to figure out what's going on, and sometimes I try to figure that shit out. But some shit can't be, you know what I'm saying, figured out just through television, watching somebody else's life. So that's the reason why I say niggas got to pull up on each other and see exactly what's going on.
Chaotic don't like me,
because,
too.
Huh?
Chaotic don't like me because He brought flowers to Bam's listening party. He brought her flowers, and I knew that he had been DMing her on the Lolo behind Scrappy's back. And I told.
We told.
He tried to DM her to holler at her or what?
He was DMing trying to holler at her.
See, you can look at a sucker and you can tell one when you
see it.
Because shit like that is some sucker shit.
But I went and told Bam that night. I said, well, you know, I cussed out Mr. Chaotic Man. She was like, Mom, he gave me flowers. I was like, I wouldn't give a fuck if he gave you a garden. Fuck this motherfucker.
Come on now. Come on
he
now.
Was, and I love Amy Luciani. I love Amy Luciani. I love Amy Luciani. Like she is one of my born. I love her.
Shout out to Amy Luciani.
He was talking to her. He talking to her. But bitch, at the same time, you Scrappy friend and you DMing his ex-wife. Bitch, what the fuck is you doing?
That's sucker shit.
So when I called him out on it, but I called him out on it. And Bam told the people on Love and Hip Hop, don't put it on the thing, because I had forgot I was mic'd up. But I got at him when I was mic'd up.
I think it's about time we shut that motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about that Love and Hip Hop.
It's about time that we shut that motherfucking show down. You understand what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of sucker shit that be going on. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I never even wanted to go. I never wanted to go back to the show because of the sucker shit that happens. But I think it's time that sucker shit be displayed on the show toward the suckers. You feel me? Because it's a lot of sucker shit going on that Casino don't say nothing about. But when the cameras come on, I can't act the motherfucking monkey just like any other animal in the jungle. You feel me? So
And that's the difference between you and I, because I ain't never punch Mama G in the face. I ain't never punched her in the face on the camera. Never. Never ever.
Why?
Have I punched her.
Why?
My grandkids gonna have to see that shit years later. Because this shit don't go nowhere.
They gonna replay.
It don't go nowhere.
Well,
I need them to know. See, because I'm the grandmama, can pull up in the driveway and pick up my grandkids. I'm the grandmama that can go there and stay with the grandkids. I'm the grandmama that's on the paperwork from the courts. See, the other grandmama,
have to have supervised visitation. I don't want to be that grandmama. I ain't gonna never be that grandmama.
We about to turn but this scrap motherfucking himself, camera
no.
shit up.
But scrap himself, no.
It's time.
That I'm the grandmama. He know that shit. He know that I'm the grandmama.
It's time to he get know shit popping. Listen, it's time to get shit popping on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta like Cat Williams did on Club Shay Shay. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for a lot of shit to be said, a lot of shit to be done to a lot of people.
I'm telling and all of them. It's about to go down.
It's about to go down. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta at the motherfucking foot. Hey, listen, CC. I don't want to drag this out because I want people to clip this up and I want people to stay tuned because it's an elephant in the room that we about to clear the fuck up out of here. So y'all stay tuned.
I got you, bro.
Hey, listen, I want y'all to follow CC. That's the real Miss CC. THEREALMSCEECEE. And right here on Facebook is CC Shaw. Look here, man. This is the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. And what y'all just heard tonight is just a snippet of what y'all can stay tuned for. Because this is 2024. Y'all ain't heard from me. Y'all ain't heard how I feel. Y'all ain't heard about what I've been going through. But now that the cameras is on, oh yeah, it's on like motherfucking popcorn. So y'all stay tuned to that Love & Hip Hop Atlanta shit. Because yeah, it's going back up. Me, CC, Bam, and the rest of the motherfucking crew, we about to do what we do. No disrespect will be tolerated from anybody at any time, any place. I am a man. And this man right here stand on motherfucking business before it was popular to be said. You feel me? So y'all stay tuned, man. If you know me, you know me. I don't play no games. If I'm with you, I'm with you. It's us against them all. You feel me? I've done shit that a lot of motherfuckers wouldn't do. I've said shit a lot of motherfuckers wouldn't say. So y'all stay tuned because now I'm back. And this shit is about to go down. And like I told y'all, this music shit, I'm back with a vengeance. So I'm back on my shit. Television, music, movies, you about to see me in 3D. You gonna smell my cologne, homes. So stay tuned, y'all. It's up. It's stuck. CC, I got you for life. You know this.
In my experience, you get the, even if your make people uncomfortable, I come from a culture of unapologetic, we are who we are. You gonna be you, I'm gonna be me, and we'll go from there.